our Lord Jesus. He is worthy. Worthy of it all. Is it your heart's desire, church?
Yes.
I ask you today, as the children are excused for children's church, I ask you today, is it your heart's desire to be so close to your Lord God?
Amen.
So close that with every desire, you are expressing before the Lord God, you, O Lord, you are worthy. You deserve all the glory. Is it your heart's desire today to walk that close to the Lord with your every breath? You are seeking to give glory unto the Lord God. As we open the Word of God today, let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, that by your grace and your mercy, Lord, you will open our hearts, open our ears. Oh God, once again we cry out to thee, Lord God, our Holy Father. Mold us and make us, Lord, that your word reign over our lives. Help us, Lord God, once again, Lord God, to receive of your word that we might be groomed in your likeness. Help us, God, to understand, bring fruit to our lives this day. Let us go forth from this place, Lord, changed into your likeness. I ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Church, today I trust that you join with me. What a day of worship this is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I trust that you join today giving all praise, all honor unto our holy God. He is, as we have worshipped, he is holy, unmatched. Mm. He is Lord of Lords. He is the very beginning and the end. Our Alpha and Omega. He is our salvation and glory. He is worthy of all of your praise. Title today's teaching, O God, in you I have newness of life. I'll be coming to you from the book of Romans and also that of the book of John. We begin today, church, with looking to Romans in chapter 8. If you have your scripture, please turn with me today. Romans and chapter 8. Here we have the Word of God. We have the Word of God by the inspiration of the blessed Holy Spirit, written by the Apostle Paul. He is writing to the church of Rome and unto you and I today. It is here that you will find that Paul writes of being fully delivered from the darkness of sin. Can you say today before the Lord God, Lord God, I want to thank you, Father, for your delivering power. I want to thank you, God, for bringing me into a place where I am today. For without you, Lord God, I know that I would have never made it. In this passage, church, I trust that we will see the faithfulness of God to the one who hears. The Word of God says, he that hath an ear, Let them hear. Today we find in this passage, we find that God is faithful to the one who hears the calling of God upon your life. You see, church, I am a firm believer that the Lord God has not called you simply for the purpose of gathering together to sit in the pew and sing praises unto His name. It is so very important that we do so. However, that is not your only purpose in your walk with the Lord. We come together today, we give Him all the glory. However, in this journey, God has a mission for you to accomplish. Lord God, we are refueled each time that we come before the Lord God, as we have done this morning. We are refueled by the very blessed Holy Spirit, knowing and understanding that we feel and know that there is a calling upon our life as we worship our holy Lord Jesus. Now the Lord God is saying to each of us by His holy word today, I've got a mission for you to accomplish in My name. Let us read the word of God. Romans 8, verses 1, and I'll be reading from the New King James. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Church, do you see the word of God unfolding to you today? The Lord God is speaking to each of us. Be watchful how you are walking today. Are you walking in accordance with the blessed Holy Spirit? Verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, their minds are set on the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally or fleshly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor can it be. Oh, then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. You see now, the Word of God is beginning to speak directly to the one who has been changed by the power of God. You are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Amen.
Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Because of righteousness. Verse 11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. May God add a blessing and understanding to the reading of his holy word. Church, here in this season, in this season, as I wrote to, within my pastoral greeting from yesterday, each of you have, each of you who are here in person, you have one to take home. If you haven't read it through your email presentation, you have it in your hands. In this season, the season between the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and his ascension and the day of Pentecost, it is here that I believe the church ought to emphasize the power of the Holy Spirit, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit upon the lives of the believers. Today I believe the church, the people of God, have been given by God the full power of God through the Holy Spirit. Why? To stand strong in trials and tribulations, in times of joy and happiness. You have been given the power of God to do the work, the works of Christ Jesus. We often challenge our students who are graduating from theological study, preparing to enter into the work of the Lord. We challenge them to believe with their whole heart that they can bring a change to the world. So long as they remember that the Holy Spirit dwells within. I believe it is the same with each child of God today. As you believe upon Christ Jesus, Jesus taught that from John 14 and 12, he who believes in me, oh, blessed be the name of Jesus, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Now, church, I want you to see something here today. Truly, truly, I say to you, I want you to read the next portion of the sentence with me out loud. Whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. Hallelujah. Whoever, if you can say before the Lord God, I believe in you, Lord, then guess what, church? You are one of the whoevers. And the Lord God has a mission for you to do the very works that he has done. There in John, Jesus went on to say, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you the whoever. I pray the Father that he will give you another comforter, depending on your translation, or helper, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17 of chapter 14 of John. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you, the whoever who has believed in Christ, you know him, because he dwells with you and will be in you. Oh, glory to God. As you believe upon Christ, he, the blessed Holy Spirit, dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Church, as we look at Scripture, I don't know about you, but I get excited about this passage. For in this passage, what you find is, you find the description, the reason, you find your anchor for all of your power to walk in the very journey with the Lord Jesus. You find your power to accomplish all that he would ask of you to do. Amen. For you do not do it on your own. You do it because of he who dwells within you.
Amen.
As we look at Scripture, that details the days following the resurrection of Christ Jesus, the days between his resurrection and ascension, you will note within the first chapter of the book of Acts, as I spoke of 2 weeks ago, you will see from Acts 1 and 3 that until the day which Jesus was taken up, that by the power of the Holy Ghost, he gave forth commandments unto the apostles. And what was the commandment that we focused on? Acts 1 and 3. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs. All of the showings that he gave were his infallible proofs of his being raised from the dead, being seen of them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the very kingdom of God. He made himself known. Can you only imagine what it must have been like? What it must have been like to be the one who had the opportunity to have a personal interaction with the risen Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Here again. You may remember as Jesus showed himself, Jesus was teaching and reminding of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Here again, the word of God proclaims that there in Jerusalem, Acts 1:8, there in the midst of the people of God, the Lord Jesus commanded the disciples, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, he declared. Verse 1 and 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Can you say today that you understand? You understand that, at least in portion, you understand the very mission that God has set up for you. He has empowered you to be a mighty witness. Church, if you can say, Lord God, as we look toward the day of Pentecost, in this season of recognizing the power of the Holy Spirit, that if you can say, I am believing for the power to be a mighty witness for His name's sake. If you are believing God to set forth to baptize you, if you are believing God to ordain your steps, your every word, to sanctify, to set you apart in His righteousness, oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. If you're tired today, if you're tired of your walk, if you believe that your life with the Lord God is a life of mediocrity. It's time to learn, church. It's time to begin to give God praise for the very power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within. Knowing that Christ declared and has promised that He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Oh, blessed be His name. Church, you never know when God is going to open up the opportunity for you to give His word to another. Amen. By the way, how many of you today can say that you are blessed by the very prophetic, the use of the prophetic word of God that the Lord God has blessed our sister Miriam with today? Amen. This is an example of exactly what the Word of God is saying to every child of God. The Lord God desires, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to speak through your mind, to let His words be uttered by your mouth, to give praises unto His holy name, to declare that He is Lord of Lords. Church, you cannot tell me that you cannot stand on the promises of God. Knowing that the power of God is within. Knowing that you have God, the Spirit, with you and dwelling within, baptizing, taking full control of your mind, your spirit, and your body. At any time to be a witness unto the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, as we look around our country, as we look around throughout the world, in these days which each of us are able to describe at the very least as uncertain times ahead, you can stand today on the words of Christ from John 14, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified. Blessed be His holy name. You cannot tell me that you do not have the power to trust God in the midst of trials and tribulations, knowing that He will never leave you nor forsake you. You cannot tell me today, church, that you cannot find it in you to give God praise for His mighty hand upon your life. You see, church, to make abode, to dwell with you, denotes that the Holy Spirit takes up habitation within. This is more, oh church,
I want you to hear this.
Throughout the Old Testament, we see described, we see it declared throughout the Word of God. The Holy Spirit visited upon one after the other. When the Lord Jesus prayed unto the Father that the Holy Spirit would come and not only dwell with you, but be in you. This is more than a visitation. This is more than an acquaintance. For you, as you believe in Christ Jesus, as the child of God, you become the dwelling place. Oh, hallelujah. You become the dwelling place, the temple of the Most High God. You become the dwelling place of the blessed Holy Spirit. You become the dwelling place, the habitation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus, church. You are cleansed. You are made whole. The righteousness of Christ Jesus is yours. You have a miracle-working power of God dwelling within. You have the strength of God to resist Satan and every temptation that the world would throw your way. Oh, blessed Jesus. He is your Almighty God. Spiritually, physically, mentally, in Him, you are built up and sustained by the power that dwelleth within. Unto Him whose name is holy, we give all praise, honor, and glory. Can you give Him praise in the house of the Lord God? Our text, church, of Romans 8 reminds us today, verse 1, once again, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. I want to caution you today, church. We do not take the Word of God and only receive that which we desire to hear. We take the Word of God in its entirety, and when we look at verse 1, there is a blessing followed by a condition. There is no condemnation to those who walk in Christ Jesus. That is your eternal blessing. And the condition is as you walk. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according or in step with the Spirit. You see, when we are looking to walk with God, when we are looking to walk in the righteousness of Christ Jesus, the word of the Lord is reminding us, bring the fleshly desires into submission to the Holy Spirit. Verse 2, and you do have the power to do so, church. Because the law, or the working of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has made you free. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Has made you free from the law of the power of sin and death.
Amen.
You see, church, we are free from the very law. The written law, we come under now the law of the Holy Spirit in concert with the law of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
In the example of Paul,
who God brought out of the bondages of the world, if he could change Saul into Paul, you are able to shout today for what he is doing with you. Grooming you daily into his likeness. You are able to shout, I have been made alive in Christ Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Because of the shed blood of Christ Jesus, because of the power of God, I am no longer controlled by the work of the enemy. The works of the enemy of my soul, Satan no longer has a hold on me. You are able to declare before the Lord God today. Verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Church, we see here God in sending Christ Jesus in the flesh. The Lord Jesus, in his sufferings, in his death, in his resurrection, he condemned sin. He brought light. He shed light on the sinfulness of mankind. Verse 4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. You see, church, you have the ability. You have the power given by God to be able to stand right before him.
Amen.
As you walk after, if we look at the King James, if we walk after the Spirit, it simply means that we are walking according to the Spirit. How many of you believe that the Lord God speaks to you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Spirit will not let you down.
Amen. Amen.
The Spirit does not forget that he is your helper. The Spirit does not refrain from giving you and reminding you of the very teachings of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit will never fail you. Church, the sufferings of Christ, all of his work upon the cross of Calvary, all of his work was in order that the righteousness of God might be fulfilled in you. As you walk according to the Holy Spirit that is dwelling within. In him you have new life.
Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit is yours today. Word of God reminds us, verse 6, to be carnally minded. To be in the mindset of the lifestyle and the desires of the world. In death, it brings death. Death to the spiritual workings, the divine power of the Lord God. But to be spiritually minded. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keeping your mind stayed on him brings life and peace. Church, too many times, we find that families are falling apart. Children are going by the wayside. We see at times our churches, our communities are failing. We can witness within ourselves maybe a failing to fully trust in God or to stand upon the power of his word. We may ask, why? I believe oftentimes when we As a people, when we step outside of the mind of the Spirit, when we fail to realize that we must honor the Lord Jesus with our every breath, our every word, and our every action. When we fail to remember that we are to keep our bodies holy and as a temple of the Holy Spirit. When we fail to honor God, who is holy. Oh, church, it's been said more than once. The world should be able to see a difference in the life of the one who is declaring that they are a child of God. I believe by the power of the Holy Spirit, the child of God has the power to be a witness, to bring glory unto the Lord God. We can say today, as the children may say, as we teach them, the paint may be still a little bit wet. God may still be doing a work in you. How many of you can be a witness that God had a different work to do in you when you were 20? Than when you were 30. God had a different work to do in you as you were turned 40. But God still has a new work to do in you as you turn whatever age you are turning.
Amen.
He is bringing you, church. He is bringing forth a newness of life as you place your faith today in Christ Jesus. As you plant your feet on Christ, the solid rock, you are standing strong. As you walk according to the blessed Holy Spirit, you are able to proclaim, I don't think the way that I used to think. I don't walk the way I used to walk. You are able to proclaim today, church, my faith is not in the things of man. My faith is in the things of my Most High God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name. Know today, church, as you place your full faith and trust in the Lord God, as you purpose your face toward Him, the Word of God declares over you, Romans 8 and verse 9, you are not in the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. I want to thank you, Lord God, for transforming us. You are no longer in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit.
Amen.
If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Verse 10, but if Christ is in you, if His righteousness is upon you, if His Word is in you, and His Spirit and grace are upon you, oh, blessed be His holy name, church, if Christ is in your heart, your mind, your love, your affections will be set on Him. Church, Christ opens the door. As you open the door, Christ enters therein. If any man opens the door, the Word of God says of Christ Jesus, I will come in and I will sup with him. You have the very promises of God. Today, church, if we have an ear, let us hear. As you place your hand in the hand of the man, as the old song says, the hand of the man from Galilee. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the work of God begins to create you anew. He himself enters and takes possession of you as his own. Amen. You have been bought with a price. Romans 8 and 10, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are no longer debtors to the flesh. In Christ Jesus, I owe nothing to the sinful desires of the flesh. For I am a child of God. How many of you can proclaim that very sentiment today? I owe nothing to the desires of the flesh, for I am a child of God.
Amen.
Oh, glory! Hallelujah! Church, the power of the Holy Spirit is yours today. The Holy Spirit is your conviction of all that is unrighteous. Mm-hmm. He is your reminder of the words of Christ. He is your teacher of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. He is the one who pleads your cause before the Father. He is the one who prays when you know not what to pray. He is your guide to every truth that God would have for you today. He is the giver of life, of glory. Verse 11 of our text. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. This word here today, from verse 11 here today, it is speaking of the blessed Holy Spirit doing a work in your life in this very moment. Giving you, bringing to you a newness of life. If you let your eyes drop to verse 15 of chapter 8, the Word of God gives to you, you are standing in Christ Jesus today as you receive of his life-giving power. Verse 15, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. In Christ, you shall not fear the enemy of your soul, for you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, Father! You are holy. In you, my life is made anew. I no longer have to have the spirit of fear of what the enemy might do unto me. I no longer have to walk in the spirit of fear, not knowing which way I am to go. I no longer have to be controlled by the fear of the enemy that he desires to put upon me, my family, and my household. For I have been adopted. I have been brought into the very blessed family of God. Hallelujah. Oh, church. Church, I wish the whole body could hear this very word today, knowing that tomorrow, knowing that your tomorrow does not need to be as it might have been yesterday. Knowing that in Christ Jesus, everything, all things become new. And here is your power, the very blessed Holy Spirit. As you walk according to the Spirit, as you place your faith in Christ today, you are able to declare, my life is hid in Christ Jesus. I am covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Oh. Amen.
Blessings of God, they are mine today to proclaim. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah! This is the blessed word of God for you today, church. We give all glory. All glory and honor unto the Lord God. Today, I trust that it is your desire to once again be able to say, Lord God, draw me close. Lord God, bring me as close as I need to be, Lord God. Let me, Lord God, be so close unto thee, Lord God, that I will never forget who I am, because I will always be reminded of who you are.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. It's our desire today to say, Lord God, I do not want my yesterday to be, or I don't want my tomorrow to be as my yesterday. Yes. I desire, Lord God, to be so close to thee.
Amen.
Lord God, that I will see, Lord God, I will feel, Lord God, the warmth of your embrace.
Amen.
You're all I want. Lord God, you are worthy of all of my praise. You are worthy of it all. Lord God, I bring myself to you.